Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 137. We are talking about this amazing reading I got from a psychic medium and just my experience and everything that she told me. And then you guys, you know what I do? I teach women how to do what they love online, spiritually, intuitively, and profitably. Check out Confident Business Women's Academy and let's begin. Hey guys! All right, today I'm going to share some very personal experiences, specifically around doing a reading with a psychic medium. She was referred highly to me by one of my friends that is like a coach friend. She's in coaching as well, and her and I have really gotten close. And she always talks about this lady. For the past year, she's been telling me how, you know, she's gotten readings and she has gotten a lot of self-awareness, and things have really happened for her through these psychic readings from this reader. And, you know, initially I was kind of like, I don't know about that. That's kind of scary. What if, like, I hear something bad and I'm not going to know how to manage or handle that? And, you know, I've been really pondering what and how to move forward in my business, because my business is expanding pretty quickly and I need to find support. I need to expand myself or duplicate me so I can, you know, have a little bit of an easier time managing everybody and everything that I have to do. And then also I want to multiply what's profitable, right? So I want to put more time towards the profitable things that can really yield scalable income. So I texted the lady. I've had her number for maybe 7 or 8 months, and I finally texted her, and we, at the same day, we did the reading. It was about an hour long, and it was on the phone, and she sounded really nice. She's actually Filipino, and I'm Filipino, if you guys don't know that. So she's Filipino, but you don't hear it. You know, she just sounds like she speaks English very well. So I wouldn't have known that she was Filipino hadn't my girlfriend told me in the past. So anyway, she tells me, you know, I read aura, I read energy, I read past life, I read ancestral readings and all of that. So I go, okay, great. You know, I have some questions about my business. I also have some questions about my relationships around me. And she goes, awesome. So she does a reading on like my past life. Guys, my past life is crazy. And it's so interesting because when she taps in, it's almost like a flow of information is just coming to her. And in that flow of information, she is just kind of spitting out what she sees. So as I proceed to hear and listen in kind of like a terrified state, just worried about what the fuck she's going to tell me about who the hell my spirit is in my past life, who, like, the kind of, you know, past life experiences and journeys I've had. So she starts off with, okay, there's a time you're wearing a Victorian gown. She says it's back in the 1900s. You have red hair and you're somewhere in, like, in Scotland. You're Scottish and you have been thrown out of your home. And your husband has found another woman, and so your husband kicked you out, and you are at the front door. You're pleading for them to let you back in because it is cold and rainy, and you're in this beautiful gown, but it's cold and rainy, it's uncomfortable, and you want to just get back in. So there's a level of abandonment that you've experienced at that time. Now guys, I have a huge abandonment issue. Like I have major, like, you know, even as a child, I've always felt like, I hope my mom doesn't leave me, or I hope my mom doesn't die because she's going to abandon me, or some weird abandonment, the scary stuff that I think of, right? And so there's one point in my life she brings up. Then she brings up another point where she says she sees me bound to, like, my hands are tied. Like, they're tied, like I am in prison somewhere, but somewhere is a castle. Like, I'm in a castle, and then I don't have a voice. Like, I lose my voice, so I'm kind of just stuck there. Isn't that fucking crazy, you guys? And I can really feel these feelings of, like, ooh, just feeling stuck somewhere and not being able to be the person I really want to be, like, losing my voice, losing who I am. Then she goes, then you're a male. You're a man. You live in Venice, Italy, near the canals. And I am happy as fuck. And I'm singing. And I'm singing to the top of my lungs. Just singing, you know, really feeling it with my stomach. And really happy and really fulfilled. Those are the three lifetimes she's shared with me. So then she goes into, she talks about how my relationship with my partner is actually a karmic relationship. So him and I are together due to karma. Like, him and I are together, we're gonna find each other all the time. Even if it's bad or good, like, we're gonna somehow find each other. Like, there is this thing where somehow our souls have decided that we're gonna be together no matter till death, like beyond death kind of thing, like till death do us part, but beyond death, right, will we not part, kind of like, what did she said? She told me something like a phrase, like we'll be together no matter, even if it's good or bad kind of thing. So, you know, and that is kind of like how we are. Like, we can get through the thick of shit and we can be like in the shittiest places in our relationship, but we still stick together. You know, I can like look at him with my mad ass eyes and he can glare at me with his mad ass eyes, but we don't go anywhere. We're like committed in this like relationship. But, you know, she has told me the reason why we don't go anywhere is because there's this karmic thing between us, which is really, really interesting. I haven't told him this yet. He doesn't believe any of this. He thinks it's kind of like a load of crap and people make money off of it. Obviously, I don't think that way. If you guys know me well and are in my programs, I teach you about how to manipulate your energy and really bless other people and bless everything and always bless out and work with the unseen. So you know that I am completely opposite. I totally believe in all of this. So she talks about that. Then she also talks about my business. And I, you know, I'm like heavy in my business, guys. And so I don't tell her that I have a business. In fact, I don't really tell her much. You know, I don't tell her that I have a business at all. So she goes, there's blue energy around you, and blue is kind of creativity connected to business. Do you have a business? And I go, yeah, I do. And she goes, okay, I see a lot of whites and flowers that are blooming. And she says that is a sign of success. So there's a lot of success that your business is going to experience. And as you continue to go forward, you're going to see success. And I was like, awesome. You know, like, that's really what I wanted to hear. But I didn't need someone to tell me that. I already knew that, you know, as I continue to do the things that I do and as I learn how to use the leverage I have to my advantage and using the strategies I've learned, you know, and I said, just get better in my business and get better at attracting clients to me. I know that my business is just inevitable to be successful, right? So I didn't really need her to tell me that. However, it's nice to hear the other piece to it, which she tells me that I am very I am very, what does she say? She says, I'm very, there's a lot of positive spirits around me who are supporting me in my business. She says, there's a lot of, you're getting a lot of backing spiritually from spirits, like positive love, angels, spirits, just really supporting you in, you know, having success in your business. And I go, wow, really? And she's like, yeah, like it seems as though you do some spiritual stuff. And I go, I do. And I teach my clients how to meditate and permeate their energy and frequency to be of high vibration. She goes, ooh, yeah, that is probably why these spirits are so supportive, because you're kind of helping, you're using your talent for the betterment of others. Like it's almost like helping other people. Like it's really interesting how she was like, you know, when you're using your talents to help other people beyond just the money, unseen support will be attracted and drawn to you, because high vibration spirits love beings. You know, these high vibrational entities are all about making the consciousness of the world better and better and better. So if you're in that kind of work, that's the reason why you're getting a lot of spiritual support behind you. You're very supported, she said. You're very supported. And I go, that's awesome. So, what else did she say? She said that, so what's the thing that I need to do in my business to kind of catapult it? And she said that she sees a triangle, and the triangle is me at the top. And then at the bottom, there are two other people that's going to be helping me grow my business, whether there be subcontractors or employee or staff. They're going to be supporting me and helping me in my business. So there's going to be, and you know, I've been thinking, guys, if you guys have been listening to my episodes, I've been constantly kind of venting about how I really am thinking about hiring people on, or you know, even reaching out to fellow coaches who can support my clients and diversify the knowledge and all of that. And so when she told me this, it just was like another aligned sign that what I was thinking this whole time is something that I should be doing. Now, you know, now that I know that it's two, like it's a triangle, and she was like, it's like a powerhouse triangle. Like once you get these two working with you, it's going to be a very powerful situation. And I'm like, wow, that's super exciting, right? And I was thinking about how my life has been, because every time I have like a best friend, there's always like a third person. There's always like a third best friend. Every time, there's always it's always two best friends at a time. Like I'm always like really close to two people at a time, and we all are like a trio. So when I heard this triangle theory, I thought about, well, is that the reason why I'm always drawn to two best friends at a time? Like two best friends at a time. And, you know, I don't know. I think that everything is connected. You know, I do believe that, like, you know, the way we have been in life is because it's been preparing us for the growth in our future, right? I don't know. It's like weird. Like in high school, I had like two best friends. In college, it was four of us, but I was only close to two of the four, right? Then, you know, as an adult, I had two best friends, you know, and I mean, now having a family, I don't really have time to be super close to a lot of people. But even in my business, I like have two amazing, amazing, amazing clients that I just really love to talk to every week out of all of my clients. And, you know, I have to be honest, eventually you get really close to your clients, You know, you get really close to them, you develop some strong relationships around it. And essentially, you develop a friendship, right? Now, you know, I think it's not a coincidence that that she had shared that with me, that, you know, it's a triangle, because my whole life I've always been drawn to those kind of dynamic of relationships. It's really weird. Another thing she shared with me was there's going to be a really cool announcement. Like, oh, she told me what my spirit guide looks like. My spirit guide is red. She has red and blonde hair. So she's a woman. And she, you know, she is carrying a cornucopia. And I go, what the fuck is that? Right? And she said it's like a horn. So it's like you make announcements with it, right? When you make an announcement, you blow the horn and it signals the city that there's going to be a really big announcement. So she goes, your spirit guide is carrying a cornucopia because 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years from now, there's going to be a big announcement. And I go, is this going to be a good announcement or a bad announcement? And she goes, oh, it's going to be good. It's like a big, good announcement. And so in 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years from now, I am going to receive or make some sort of big announcement, which I don't know what that is. That was kind of exciting because I don't, whatever it is, it's good, right? It's a good situation. That's exciting. And for the most part, my experience of having a reading done on me and learning about myself. And, you know, she's also told me that I have some healing powers. She's also told me that I have green for healing. And then I have green for healing. I have blue for creativity in my business. She sees white and blooming flowers for the success of my business. I also ask her of the energy of my home, like if she sees any kind of negative spirits or anything that is kind of bringing the energy in my home down, anything like that. She goes, no, there's no negative energy at all. In fact, it's all very positive vibrations. I see positive spirits and orbs. White and yellow spirits and orbs that represent positivity, light, and love. And I also see that you guys are intentional on making the environment of your home positive. And that does reflect in the energy I see. Then she goes, do you have plants? And I go, I do. And she goes, okay, I see a plant and I see like several of your plants and I see fairies in your plant. There's like fairies in there. And I go, oh wow, that's amazing. So there's fairies in my plants that are like putting out even more high vibrations in my home. So she's like, you know, plants actually put out really good energy. And you should get more, you know. So I ask her, should I put it in my, should I put it in my bedroom? Like, should I put some plants in my bedroom? She goes, yeah, it doesn't hurt. So that was really interesting. So yeah, I thought that my reading went very well. I am very pleased with the outcome of what I learned, and I am happy about, what is this? I don't get it. I am happy about being able to get some clarity around who I am, you know, where I came from and all of that. So I feel really good. I feel really blessed. I feel everything that I have learned about myself has been very, it was worth the investment. So if you guys found this really cool and interesting, reach out to me. I'd love to support you in your own growth. And then also, you know, if you guys are wondering if you guys want to take your lives on in this like magnitude, reach out to me. All right, that is it. That is my share for the week, and hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And last week of April, you know, it's really interesting the last week of April, because that means you are pushing forth to reach your goal. So I always like to see the kind of results my clients get towards the end of the month. So for you guys, if you guys are running a business or trying to reach a goal, you have 7 more days until the end of the month to make it happen. Make it happen. You can totally do it. All you got to do is just have the right mindset around everything you're doing and always ask for support. All right, guys, have an amazing day. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.